be Dar Rahet Kare Mhun, literally, hot air paint stripper. And Dios knew that this was so. The secret rituals of the smoking mirror held that the sun was in fact a round hole in the spinning blue soap bubble of the goddess Nesh, opening into the fiery, real world beyond, and the stars were the holes that the rain comes through. And Dios knew that this also was so. Folk myth said the sun was a boil of fire which circled the world every day, and that the world itself was carried through the everlasting void on the back of an enormous turtle. And Dios also knew that this was so, although it gave him a bit of trouble. And Dios knew that Net was the supreme god, and that Fon was the supreme god, and so were Hast, Set, Bin, Sot, Io, Dehek, and Ptui. That Herpetine Triskeles alone ruled the world of the dead, and so did Sinkope and Silur, the catfish-headed god, and Orexis Nupt. Dios was maximum high priest to a national religion that had fermented and accreted and bubbled for more than 7,000 years and never threw a god away in case it turned out to be useful. He knew that a great many mutually contradictory things were all true. If they were not, then ritual and belief were as nothing, and if they were nothing, then the world did not exist. As a result of this sort of thinking, the priests of the Dajjal could give mind room to a collection of ideas that would make even a quantum mechanic give in and hand back his toolbox. Dios's staff knocked echoes from the stones as he limped alone into the darkness down little frequented passages until he emerged on a small jetty. Untying the boat there, the high priest climbed in with difficulty, unshipped the oars, and pushed himself out into the turbid waters of the dark Dajjal. His hands and feet felt too cold. Foolish. Foolish. He should have done this before. The boat jerked slowly into midstream as full night rolled over the valley. On the far bank, in response to the ancient laws, the pyramids started to light the sky. Lights also burned late in the house of Pataclusp Associates, necropolitan builders to the dynasties. The father and his twin sons were hunched over the huge wax designing tray, arguing.
"It's not as if they ever pay," said Pataclusp the Second A. "I mean, it's not just a case of not being able to. They don't seem to have grasped the idea. At least dynasties like to sort pay up within 100 years or so. Why didn't you..."
"We've built pyramids along the Jell for the last 3,000 years, said his father stiffly, "and we haven't lost by it, have we?" "No, we haven't, because the other kingdoms look to the Jell and they say there's a family that really knows its pyramids. Connoisseurs, they say. We'll have what they're having, if you please, with knobs on. Anyway, they're real royalty," he added. "Not like some of the ones you get these days. Here today, gone next millennium. They're half gods, too. You don't expect real royalty to pay its way. That's one of the signs of real royalty, not having any money."
"You don't get more royal than them, then. You'd need a new word," said 2A. "We're nearly royal in that case."
"You don't understand business, my son. You think it's all bookkeeping. Well, it isn't."
It's a question of mass and the power to weight ratio."
They both glared at Pataclusp the Second B, who was sitting staring at the sketches. He was turning his stylus over and over in his hands, which were trembling with barely suppressed excitement.
We'll have to use granite for the lower slopes," he said, talking to himself. "The limestone wouldn't take it, not with all the power flows, which will be,
they'll be big. I mean, we're not talking razor blades here. This thing could put an edge on a rolling pin."
Pataclusp rolled his eyes. He was only one generation into a dynasty, and already it was trouble. One son a born accountant, the other in love with this newfangled cosmic engineering. There hadn't been any such thing when he was a lad. There was just architecture. You drew the plans and then got in 10,000 lads on time and a half, and double bubble at weekends. They just had to pile the stuff up. You didn't have to be cosmic about it. Descendants. The gods had seen fit to give him one son who charged you for the amount of breath expended in saying good morning, and another one who worshipped geometry and stayed up all night designing aqueducts. You scrimped and saved to send them to the best schools, and then they went and paid you back by getting educated.
"What are you talking about?"
he snapped. The discharge alone. Tooby pulled his abacus towards him and rattled the pottery beads along the wires. Let's say we're talking twice